Thank the Lord this morning. Thank the Lord this morning. If you would, please stay. We'll read Revelations 13 through 11 through 18. Then I'll have you set. If you can stand a little bit with me this morning. Revelation chapter 13, very familiar scripture to a lot of people who've read this down through the years. We're going to begin verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which that the wound by the sword, and he did live. He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would worship, that not worship the beast, the image of the beast, should be killed. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is in the number of a man, and it is his number is 666, which if you look at it is what? 666. Let us pray this morning. Father, as we come, Lord, we praise you, Lord, for all that you've done, Lord. We want to give you the glory and the honor, for you so rightly deserve it, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would anoint my lips this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would just get me out of the way. And Lord, and Father, that you would open up the hearts of those that are here this morning. And Father, that Lord, the message would go out the way that you would have it. And we ask it all in Jesus' holy and precious name. And amen. And amen. You may be seated, and I appreciate you. Thank you this morning. Now, I'm going to start out this sermon this morning. Maybe just a little bit odd, and I'm thinking it's named of it as 666. Every year, in the public nativity scene, starts going around, you know, when they start going public with them every year, a phenomenon takes place, and I don't know whether you've heard of this or not, but it's called stolen baby Jesus syndrome. Have you heard of it? Yes, it's a real thing. I'm just telling you, it is a real thing. And it's not some kind of a joke. And what happens is, it's got its own Wikipedia page, by the way, if you want to go and look it up. It's called Baby Jesus Theft. That's what it's called. If you go to Wikipedia, if you're on that, you can go look it up. People will actually go into the nativity scene and steal the baby Jesus for whatever reason. I mean, for whatever reason, it happens year after year. It happens, and whether or not they're protesting Christmas, whether or not it's a joke, whether or not it's the value of the figurines that are in there, especially Jesus. And me and Tink can tell you that the value of some of these nativity scenes are astronomical. We've seen one, what was it, $7,000, Louisdown, Tennessee, for one that you could buy, a life-size set nativity scene. Oh, yeah. So whatever it may be, I seen one, I looked it up on Bed Bath & Beyond before I come here this morning, it was $3,449 for a 12-piece set. And may I just pause right there? There was not 12 pieces sets at this nativity scene the night that Jesus was born. So they got you there. But anyway, that's what it was. I've seen them set for $5,000, and like I said, I've seen them other ones. One of them in Washington State, one year in Washington State, five baby Jesus were stolen out of the nativity scene in one year in Washington State, all over the state, in just different areas. Wellington, Florida, one of them they stole the baby Jesus down there, and it was worth $1,800 whenever they stole it. They did it 2 years in a row, so these people got smart and put a GPS tracker in the next one, and guess what? It was stolen as well. They traced it down, and they traced it back to an 18-year-old woman who had went in and had stole that one. They don't know about the other one, but she stole that one. And it just goes on and on and on. But anyway, they steal the baby Jesus. But guess what some of these places do with it? Many of these are replaced by either a doll, or they're replaced by a a stuffed animal, because you know what? They want to replace Jesus. My point to that is, all that I just said there is this. The world is still trying to replace Jesus with something. I don't care where they're at or what they're doing, they're still trying to replace Jesus with something, whether it be money, whether it be drugs, whether it may be whatever it is out here in the world, they still are trying to replace Jesus. That's what they're trying to do. The Bible tells us in the scripture, in the first part of the first half of the scripture I read to you there this morning, that there is coming an Antichrist into the world. He is the one that is coming to try to replace Jesus in this world one day. It tells us of that. He is called the Antichrist. It's called substitute. I don't know. It means instead of Christ is what that means. Is what it's trying to say. It means instead. And everything we read about him in the Word of God, it goes like this. And it tells us he will try and pose as a replacement for Christ. Now, I'm not talking about the scripture I just read there a little bit. We're talking about two different individuals. I'm just giving you a little bit of foreknowledge of what's going on here. And it's quite possible, understand this here this morning, that he is alive and he is well in this world today. Quite possibly he's out there in this world today, somewhere. The Antichrist could be out there. And just think about that. Somewhere in this world today, there could be a man growing up today that is the Antichrist that is living out there. And I believe wholeheartedly it's a possibility that he could be. And this person hates God. He hates the chosen people of Israel. He despises the name of Jesus. And he detests the church. And he's making plans one of these days to go against the church, to set up a false world, not religion. This guy's not going to set up. It's a political realm that he's going to set up one of these days. And he's making plans to do that. And his first act, he'll act like, and what he's going to do is, he's going to come in and he's going to set it up. And then that brings me to the scripture that I read today. The guy that I'm talking about here, the second person in that chapter, there's two different individuals, he is the false prophet. He's the one that's coming to set up the world religious order. He's coming. And I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to be the mediator. He's also going to be he could very well be alive today as well. Very well could be. And then when I read that in Revelations, it said, "I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, which had two horns, and like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon." Now, I want to ask you something about that scripture right there. And let's just read a little bit. And he had his horns like a lamb, two horns, one like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. How many of you ever in here have ever talked to anyone, have ever been around anyone, or maybe you've even kind of liked them at first, and you listen to them and said, "Man, I like that. That person speaks pretty good. They speak really good. They seem they know what they're talking about and everything." But once you get to know them, it's a totally different story about them, right? They're not who they seem to be. This false prophet, whenever he comes on the scene, I'm going to tell you this morning, he's going to be able to fool a lot of people. He's going to be able to fool a lot of people because he's going to be able to speak. He's going to be humble like a lamb. What is a lamb? They're meek. They're humble. He will be that. But he will speak like a dragon. Once he gets a hold and once all this takes place, you know, this individual is referred to as a false prophet. The Antichrist, like I said, will be the political leader. This guy here will be over the world's religion, which is coming. Can you not see it being set up today? I'll get into it a little bit more here in just a little bit, and you'll see. In other words, when you look at him, you'll see that he's not what he makes himself out to be. And that's what's going to happen. Listen, until you get to know someone, you won't know what they're truly about. And this is what's going to happen with this false prophet. And you will say, "Oh no, that's not what I suspect." A false prophet will be like what his mannerisms will sway the world, and he will do that. He'll act like a lamb, but shortly after his true persona will come out, and he will be just like a dragon. The individual will be able to have the power of Satan, and to combine politics and religion is what is going to happen. And the world will fall for it, hook, line, and sinker. They're going to fall for it. He'll do with it with a religious fervor and with a passion that's never been seen before. I believe that this guy will be able to preach like you've never heard somebody preach before. I believe that. And he's going to go to a world. I'm preaching to Christians here. I believe we're going to be out of here. But I believe you need to, if there's anybody sitting in this church this morning that has never made a decision for Jesus Christ, has been said, today is a day of salvation. Because we know not the hour when Jesus is going to come in the sky and take his church out of here. Then the tribulation period will start whenever this takes place. And then after that, Jesus is coming back one of these days to set up his kingdom like it's been said. But the first time he comes back, he's just coming in the air to get his church. I believe we'll be out of here. And then listen, as I believe the Holy Spirit will not be here to counteract what this false prophet is doing. During the tribulation period, people on earth will be very vulnerable. That listen. People will be dying all over the earth. We know that. We read that during the tribulation period. There'll be plague after plague. There'll be destruction after destruction. Jesus says in Luke 21, 25 and 26, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations and perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming upon the earth, and the power of heaven shall be shaken. We're talking about a period of time never seen on this planet before. Men will be looking for answers. Men and women will be looking for answers on this earth. First off, you're going to have a man come on the scene that's going to be say, listen, I've got the political answers to everything. I've got it. Then his sidekick is going to come along and they're going to say, well, listen, we need one world religion. We don't need all these religions. We need one world religion, and we need everybody to worship this one way, because that'll take out so much distress. That'll take out so much heartache, not knowing that they are leading them down a path of destruction and deceivement that the likes that have never been seen before. And that is what's coming. It'll be a governmentally incentivized religion is what it's going to be. Listen, how does that seem possible? We live in a country, right? Where they say we need to have separation of church and state, right? Why in the world would we ever fall for that? I'll tell you. My Bible tells me, and this is what's coming. You can see it. The cry was that separation of church and state is always a cry whenever you do that. And first, it says this, for the mysteries of iniquity doeth already work, only he who now lutteth it will lut, until he be taken out of the way. Till who's taken out of the way? The Holy Spirit's taken out of the way. It says, only goes on to say here, and when he, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of trust, that they might be saved. If you're here today, and I tell you again, if you are not saved, today is the day of salvation. You're living under the day of grace today. That will run out. That's going to run out. And whenever that runs out, there's not going to be a way for you to get saved by grace then. It's going to have to be by works. And it goes on to say here, and there was all deceivableness and righteous them that perished, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. For this cause, now listen to this, God shall send them a strong delusion, and they should believe a lie that they might be damned, and who believeth not the truth, but had no pleasure in unrighteousness. Brothers and sisters, coming a time in this country as well where there's going to be a lie sent, and it's going to deceive those people. They want to change the Constitution now, brothers and sisters. You can see it. You see them out there talking about it all the time. It's outdated. It does not need, we don't need free speech. We don't need this. We don't need that. We need to be more loving. We need to do more of this and more of that. I'm telling you, it's coming. And all we can, and it will be one of these days where there won't be a constitution the way that we see a constitution today. It's coming. What we just read would have sounded crazy when John wrote it down 2,000 years ago, right? It would have sounded crazy to those people. But I'm telling you, it would have sounded crazy 200 years ago. As we read these words today, it sounds very plausible to me. If you want to talk about being deceived, people can be deceived. Listen, do you guys remember something called COVID, what, 19, a couple years ago? Remember? Oh, we all remember. It was just a trial run. That's all it was about. It was just a trial run. Remember? Remember, you couldn't even, unless you had your vaccination card, you couldn't do this. Remember, if you didn't have a mask, you couldn't do that. Remember all the stuff that they were laying out there to people? We couldn't even go in and see her mother out at the funeral, out at the nursing home whenever she's dying, unless we were what, honey? Vaccinated. That's why. You think to yourself, well, people would never go for that. People sunk into it, hook, line, and sinker. They bought into it. You're saying, number Dave, well, you know, I know, but you know, just to keep people from getting sick, understand all that. But do you understand it was a trial run to make sure that the people could be controlled? And it's coming. It's coming. Listen, another thing that's coming to fruition today is, too, is the AI technology. I'm getting into some stuff here that if you want to see something amazing about AI technology, and this may sound stupid and simple to some people, go out and watch the video of the robot playing table tennis against a world champion and watch how bad that robot beats it. That's how far technology has come. That's where we are today. One of the guys that's over AI technology said this no more than 2 months ago. He was over in Israel. He said, we have the power to cure all diseases. We have the power to do away with all poverty in the world today. He said, and we will do it through AI technology. You don't think it's coming? It's here. It's here today. It's here today. Altman's his name. And he said that, and he's got a company by the name of OpenAI. I'm not standing up here telling you something because I know people are smarter than that. You can go out and check on stuff. You can see it, and you'll see what it's talking about. Listen, all AI has is part of the abomination of desolation. Listen, whenever they set up that likeness of the false prophet, not the false prophet, but the Antichrist. Remember, they're going to say that he was killed. They're going to say that he was brought back by a miracle. They're going to set that thing up over in Israel. But where are they going to set it up at? In the temple. That's where it'll be set up. And if you read the scripture down through there, it tells you that this thing is going to what? It's going to breathe. It said it's going to act like it's going to breathe. It's going to, and all the stuff that's going to come about on. And he said this guy's going to be able to call down fire from heaven. Where have you heard that before in the Bible? I think Elijah did it twice, did he not? Elijah did it twice. Once at the prophets of Baal, and another time, remember, he was, I think it was like 50 soldiers, 55 soldiers, and he called down fire twice. Remember how I said it will be a false world religion. How will they be deceived? I can see the great deceiver using scriptures. I can see him using to fool the Jewish people. The Muslim religion, listen to this. The Muslim religion is waiting for the great imam. They're waiting for their great leader to come. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to be a world leader. He's going to be a great world leader, what he's going to be. So, you wonder how all these religions are going to come into play. Over, I think it's in Malachi, it talks about how that it said that Elijah will bring fire down again one day. You remember that scripture? I think it's in Malachi. I believe it is. The Lord, thank you, Lord. But anyway, can you not see them, the false prophets, saying, listen, this is him. This is Elijah right here. This is his false prophet right here. And they're trying to draw in the Jewish people, and I believe they will do it that way. It's not going to be something that's going to be out of the whack. And we go on down through in that scripture, and I read it there this morning as preparing for this, and it said that they will have the mark of a man in 666. 50 years ago, 50 years ago, how many of you would have ever thought about the technology that they have today to do what they have to do? I mean, it doesn't even have to be technology. My goodness, you could get a tattoo that says 666. But do you understand? It could be something in your forehead. It could be something in your head. But do you understand that you'll not be able to go to the mall? You'll not be able to go to the grocery store. You'll not be able to go to the gas store. You'll not be able to pay your mortgage. You'll not be able to, I could go right on down the line unless you have this mark in your hand. You'll not be able to do any of that. And Christians, I know we don't have to worry about it, but I'm telling you, people out there need to know about this. Because they're not going to be able, you're not going to be able to do any of that stuff. And you think to yourself, I thought about this, and you may think this is funny. I mean, they'd mentioned earlier that Dave don't go drink alcohol. I don't drink alcohol. I don't think any of you should either. Can I have an amen? But here's what you're not going to be able to buy any alcohol with it. How do you think it's going to affect that world? They're going to run. A lot of them are going to run, not walk, and they're going to get that for nothing other the reason than that. Amen? Amen. The world's like it. And it's going to be set up to where that's just what's going to happen. Let me read that again. Here is the wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. Well, I said it was 666. You know what 666 is? That's the number. It is the number of mankind. That's what it is. I've heard some preacher say this. I would never argue with him about this. He said, I heard a preacher say it may not even be a literal mark. It may be something else. It may just be it's just because of mankind themselves, all of humanity. I've heard that preached. I mean, I'm not going to argue with him about it. I mean, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to get into deep things on it. But I do know that there is technology out there to where they can put that in your mind. Well, my goodness, they're starting up work now to where all I have to do is it scans my eye. It scans my eye to get to, they're going to make it to where you can scan your eye to clock in and out and go to work. And that's all that it has to do. And so what do they have out there that we don't know about right now? It just amazes me sometimes that this, when I read this, and I know that I'm not the best on revelations and on things, but my big thing is, I want you to know here this morning is, that listen to me, we are closer than what we've ever been to what's going on in this world today. We're close. Can you see it all coming together? Satan is part of the unholy trinity. Satan likes to set himself up as God. We have the Antichrist setting himself up as who? Jesus. And then we got the false prophet setting himself up as the spirit of this religious world that's down here. Can you not see it setting up? And it is setting up in this world today. I see it. I hear it as I listen in this world today. He's deceiving the world. And brothers and sisters, we are going right along with it today. Not us, we as a church, but the world is going right along with it today. It started it. He's deceiving. I know Julie and Tim talked about having a gender reveal party the other day. Or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of them today that don't want you to reveal the gender. They say you shouldn't tell them what the gender is. You know, it doesn't matter. Because they may not want to be a girl. They may want to be a boy. My Bible tells me that God made them both male and female. They're two genders. I'm sorry, I know sometimes this stuff gets preached so much in churches, people just go to sleep with it. I understand that. But can you not see how deceiving is coming? It's coming because they're doing it, and people are falling all over themselves to go along with it. I'll tell you another thing that kind of bothers me anymore, too. It's homosexuality making it like it's normal and virtuous. Dave, can you tell me why we've only got one day to celebrate veterans and we got a whole month to celebrate Pride Month? Can you tell me that that's right? I mean, I study, this is Dave Long standing up here before you telling you what, you know, what I feel and what the Bible teaches about this. I mean, I'm just saying,
it made it out to where things are virtuous and things are normal. Whenever the Bible says things are not virtuous and things are not normal. It's amazing to me. And the churches are not immune to this. They're not immune to this whatsoever. Can you not see what's coming down the pike in them? How many of you have ever read the Apostles' Creed? How many of you have ever heard it? I'm going to read a little bit of it to you. I want to read it because I think it's pretty good. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who has conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. And it goes on down through. There's nothing. It's awesome, actually. Well, the Lutheran Church changed it a little bit. You know what their the creed is, Apostles' Creed is? I believe in the non-binary God, whose pronouns are plural. I believe in Jesus Christ, their child, who wore a fabulous tunic and had two dads and saw everyone as a sibling child of God. I believe in the rainbow spirit who shatters our image of one white light and refracts it into a rainbow of gorgeous diversity. That's how they changed the creed. I read this stuff and you tell me, you guys out there correct me, but can you not see how easy it is to take human beings and deceive them and drag them on down the road to where we get to the point to where one day there's going to be an antichrist set up, there's going to be a false prophet set up, and they are going to worship these things just head over heels, and you think to yourself, how would anybody do it? How would anybody do the stuff I just mentioned this morning? Because the deceiver of this world is deceiving the hearts and the minds, especially of our young children. That's the kind of deception will get even worse, 100 times worse, once the Holy Spirit is taken out of here. And it's going to happen. Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came unto him and to shew him into the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, what shall these things be? What shall be the signs of thy coming and at the end of the world? And Jesus said this. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And shall deceive many. Folks, we can talk all we want to about denominational differences. We can talk to you about doctrinal differences. But there are people out there that go way farther than that. They're deceiving people in a way that are leading them straight to the pits of hell. That's where they're leading them to. And you know what, brothers and sisters? We, as Christians, whenever we hear this deceit, whenever we hear, with all that's in it, with all the love and the grace that's in every one of us, we need to stand up and say, listen, this is what the Bible says. Not what I think. This is what the Bible says. Because you know what? We will be held accountable if we do not stand up. All this culminating in the false prophet. Now, let's look, in Mark 16, it says, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. What do you notice about that? What's all mean? All. Absolutely. All means all. And he said, small, rich, poor, free, or bond, to receive a mark in their right hands and or in their foreheads, that no man might sell, buy, save that he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Listen, I don't know how that mark's going to be, but I'm telling you, people out here in the world have heard of 666. Am I right? They think it's taboo. I mean, they think it's taboo. The world thinks that. I went the other day and I bought something. I forget where it was at. It came out 666. I look at that and I'm thinking, what in the world? And it came out 666. Some people will say, well, give me something else. And don't worry me, I'm going to heaven. I mean, I'm going to heaven, so you guys can do what you want to with it.
But if it pops up 666, well, that's the mark of man I'm going on. I know I'm saved. I'm born again. Praise the Lord. But anyway, there are people out there that will, Ronald Reagan, I don't know how many of you knew this. Ronald Reagan retired out of the presidency. The house that he moved into, do you know what the street number was? 666. Yeah, I didn't know this either. I just found this out. 666. Ronald Reagan didn't complain about it, but the city come along and noticed it because he lived there, and they changed it completely. They changed the number completely. So the world has something about 666. They know that there's something going on about this. That's our opportunity, right? Whether it's at the gas station, at Walmart, or what about that 666? Yeah, let me tell you about that. Let me tell you about that. If you're reading this in John's time, if they were reading this in John's time about a mark being put on somebody, they understood it wholeheartedly. You know why? Because slaves had a mark put on them. Soldiers would have a mark put on them to let them know what company they were in. Oh yeah, it was pretty common for them to brand people back then. These people understood what he was saying here. Today, it may feel like it's uncommon to us, but I'm telling you, one of these days, to do anything, you're going to have to be branded 666. Oh, and special cults back in the day had tattoos about that. That's why they understood what was going on back then. They understood. Now, it's going to be required for everything. And you know what? Very few people are not going to take it because very few people. And understand this, that very few people aren't going to take it because they want to save their child. If your child's sick, you're going to want to do something about it. Amen? You're not going to be able to get no medicine. I can go right on down the lines. People lost their job. We'll be losing their jobs. Let him that has an understanding, let him, that's what it says here, let him that has understanding listen to what's being said here. Let them have understanding. They knew how bad it was going to get. Brothers and sisters, do we understand really and truly how bad that it will get for this world? That should make every one of us want to go out here and just dig and dig and dig as much as we can to try to bring people into the house of God to get them saved. Amen. Amen. They're going through this. I'm here to tell you this morning. I praise the Lord that, you know what? We are not the ones that have to deal with this after this is done, but we are the ones that have to deal with it beforehand. Julie, get a song, please. If you have a need this morning, if you're sitting here this morning and you don't know, you know they used to say preachers used to preach hellfire and brimstone and try to scare people into heaven. I would rather scare you into heaven than have you go to hell. Amen. Sitting back there, twiddling your thumbs and just being filmed thinking everything's just great. Everything's fine. I preached it here a while back. He paid a price that he thought you were worth. If you're sitting here today and you feel that you're unworthy, don't let the devil lie to you. He paid a price to tell you what you were worth. The second that you close your eyes in death, if you go out of this world without Jesus Christ as your Savior, you will know that hell is real. If you're on this earth when he comes back to get his church and he takes his church out of here and you're not saved, you'll know what I'm talking about here this morning is the truth because it'll start happening. It'll start happening. If you would, let's stand this morning. If you have a need, please come.